Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, December 18, 2018 is The Way I See It. The Way I See It is the third studio album by American R&B singer, songwriter, and producer Rafael Sadiq. It was released on September 16, 2008, by Columbia Records. After independently releasing the 2004 album Ray Ray, Sadiq continued working on other artists' projects and developed a partnership with audio engineer Charles Brongard, who shared the singer's fascination with historic recording techniques and equipment. In 2008, he returned from a vacation that inspired him to pursue classic soul music and recorded The Way I See It primarily at his North Hollywood studio with the engineer. Sadiq and Brongard disregarded their previous experience in recording production while making The Way I See It. Instead, they experimented with older recording techniques in an attempt to recreate the Motown music aesthetic of the 1960s. Producing a traditional soul album draws on the Motown sound and Philadelphia soul styles. Sadiq, whose lyrics mostly deal with romantic subject matter, described it as a series of love songs about music and remaining faithful to it despite trends. The Way I See It was initially overlooked by consumers, but charted steadily on the Billboard 200 and eventually sold 282,000 copies in the United States by 2011. It also performed well in European countries such as France, where it charted for 51 weeks. The album received mostly positive reviews from critics and was seen as an exemplary release of the classic soul revival at the time. It garnered Sadiq a newer, more diverse audience as he toured extensively in support of the album, performing concerts in the US, Europe, and Asia. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 020 UTC on Tuesday, December 18, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for The Way I See It. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.